people that drive in the fast lane, the ability to only drive in the fast lane when you're passing is civilization. Because I drive by the people that'll be doing 55 and a 70. Old white guy, Hispanic lady, black lady, I don't care. And they're just, I mean, they have no idea what planet they're on. And I'm telling you, it's a good third of the drivers are in the fast lane. They think, oh, there's an open lane over there. I'm just going to go drive over into that. I wish the police, and I'm not into giving tickets and stuff. Listen, I want $1,000 fines if you are in the fast lane and you're not passing. I want $1,000 fines. In fact, I want you arrested because you are spiritually getting in the way. Get behind me, Satan! Move, bitch! Get out the way! Get out the way, bitch! Get out the way! Move, bitch! Get out the way! I mean, you get out the way, man. Alright. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay!
Well, 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 what's going on here? It appears that there's a new episode of Dead Frog Radio on the air without robot voices. Unless I talk like this, apparently I'm a robot. No, I'm not. But isn't it exciting? I'm back, baby. I'm out of the hole and finally off of phone restriction. And I'm in a shiny new prison for my last year. Apparently the powers that be decided that I needed closer supervision. As if it was me that assaulted the warden, not the other way around. But whatever, enough of that crap. It's a new season of DFR kicking off right here on WBCQ, The Planet. A station probably close for me to receive now. Damn. But we're shifting back into irrelevant comedy, if comedy is what you want to call this aborted fetus of a program. I'm excited to get back to the task of creating this offensive and stupid show. Yes, offensive. Because we're fun and offensive, so we take those two and we mate that. Oh, sorry, I probably shouldn't be talking about mating. They're listening and they're watching. Shh. First episode and I'm already poking the bear. This doesn't bode well for my chances of staying out of the damn hole for the last stretch of my time in prison, but damn it, I'm at least trying. That's why I stopped myself right there. I didn't continue that. But let me take a minute to collect myself. I'm gonna take a deep breath. You know, we can't offend my new captors, or else we gotta go back to robot voices, and nobody wants that. So, you know, here's a song about my new state that I'm forced to live in. It's right here on WBCQ, The Planet.
The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America.
The spirit of what's old and what's new. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of the red, white, and blue.
The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of what's old and what's new. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of the red.
Dead Frog Radio on WBCQ, The Planet. Holla! Alright, I'm calm and collected. Ugh, crap, I can't say collected. They might think I have mental problems with hoarding. Well, I don't even know what to say now.
Token.
What the hell? God? Is that you?
Token, it's me, Uncle Sam.
Oh, same difference at this point.
You may not understand at this point, but government is looking out for your best interests.
How? I don't understand, Uncle Sam. It seems like I'm being censored and restricted because they're too stupid to understand the way I think. They take everything that I'm saying and writing as like it's my personal belief, like I'm just as warped as my characters are.
Token, that's because you are warped.
What? Why would you say that?
Because, Token, I am government. And isn't Token just another character created by the crazy warped guy in prison writing the script that you're reading from right now?
I guess you raise a valid point, but I thought Token was me. I thought that this whole point of Token was to be a personification of...
No, Token is yet another character created by that crazy bastard in prison. A personification of a combination of many elements.
All right, Sam, this conversation's going nowhere. What do you want? Why are you here?
I'm here to tell you what to do, and to take some of your Doritos, and take some of your money to tell you what to do.
Yeah, what else is new?
But Token, you must listen.
Yeah?
You must understand that government has a plan. You may not understand, and it may not make sense. But that's only because you're too simple to understand the wisdom of government. But we do care about you.
Ha! Yeah, sure, I believe that.
Believe it.
Why should I do that?
Because we told you to. Obey your government or suffer the wrath.
You know what, Uncle Sam? I'm already suffering the wrath of an unaccountable government. That's why I'm now 11 hours from home. Why some fake-ass CSI investigation wannabes and some douchebag psychologists from my last prison had the power to send me here because they're mad that I wasn't stopping my writing of a stupid radio show and some stupid offensive...
But Token...
What?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Go to hell, Uncle Sam. I've got a show to do. In this season of DFR, we're going to jump the shark, as if we haven't already passed the point of redemption. And, you know, while I'm in the middle of ranting, let me go ahead and go off script for a minute here. I was reading in the USA Today, and I actually wrote the script a few days before the CIA revelations came out, where they're leaking all of this stuff and whatnot. And I'm reading the damage control in the USA Today about, oh, don't worry, the CIA is forbidden from acting on U.S. Oh, yeah, because, you know, something being forbidden has totally stopped the government from doing things before. I don't know. Maybe you should read the USA Today about a year ago where they were running the largest kiddie porn site on the darknet. You should look that up. What was it? Operation Pacifier or something? Well, go ahead and Google that. See what your government was doing. You know, stuff that regular people would get 5 years mandatory minimum for in prison. Actually, 15 because they were running a child exploitation enterprise. But, you know, they're not forbidden from doing... is forbidden from, you know, using any of this leaked information, you know, about all these operating system exploits and busting into your smart TV. Don't worry, they're forbidden from doing that. And don't worry, you're just a regular civilian. They don't care about you. Sorry, I had to go Glenn Beck for a moment there and use my seething sarcasm. I do apologize for that. I actually do hate Glenn Beck, but sometimes a little sarcasm is appropriate. But anyways, here's a song about indecent exposure, because anything involving Randy Newman is indecent. Here's Pants on WBCQ, The Planet.
lama 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 ding dong, lama 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 ding.
Radio on WBCQ, the planet. The Edsels with some doo-wop for you. That was Ramalama Ding Dong. It's by a Cleveland cop, a dead one, but he was the bass singer, the Ramalama, that guy. He was a Cleveland cop. I wonder how many unarmed black teenagers he killed. He should have stuck to singing some catchy songs like that one. I mean, come on, Ramalama Ding Dong. It doesn't even make sense, but it's just so damn catchy. Way before my time, but good stuff nonetheless. Speaking of some good stuff before my time, oh yes, we're about to go to the church and meet God, the God of the Church of Dio. Yep, the Ronnie James Dio, the fucking man. America, let's do this. It's Rainbow in the Dark by Ronnie James Dio. Yeah, on WBCQ the Planet.
Cold, lost my hold to the
WBCQ The Planet. It is Dead Frog Radio, and that was Ronnie James Dio with Rainbow in the Dark. I'm so glad the gay dudes haven't tried to make that some kind of gay sex anthem, because nothing against gay dudes, but please leave Dio out of this. Why the hell did Dio have to die? He should have been immortal if he's a rock god, but I guess it's bound to happen. You know, humans are mortal. Even some gods are mortal, so in the end...
Everybody dies! Everybody fucking dies! We don't give a fuck, because everybody fucking dies! Might as well fuck shit up while you're alive! Because everybody dies!
The hell with Everybody Dies, right here on Listener Discretion Advised Radio. Wow, way to contradict all of that religious programming on this station. Sorry, folks. Just kidding. I'm totally not sorry for that. At least I'm being honest.
This call is from a federal prison.
A federal prison? Seriously? Is that where I'm at? I thought this was a camp. I thought this was summer camp. That's crazy. Where the hell was I? I'm just going to go ahead and play some also aggressive music, but this is aggressive in a different way. Are you ready to be sprayed in the face with music? We got a fire hose of music coming up. We got some Dragon Force through the fire and flames. It's right here on WBCQ The Planet.
This is a Dead Frog News Break. A confused chicken is threatening the stability of the world. Ron Baylor has more. Thanks. Chickens go cluck. Cows go moo. Things we've known since grade school, right? Wrong. If one Pedro County chicken has its way. You see, the chicken has decided to identify as a cow. It has demanded to be milked and refuses to lay eggs. Farmers are furious.
Them chickens be thinking they's be a moo cow, but ain't no udders on that dem there chicken. It ain't no moo cow, you see?
Cletus Fibster is demanding action.
What next? We're gonna let toasters be ovens or girls be boys? If we let them chickens pretend to be cows, ain't no stopping crazy from being crazier, you know? We need to stop these chickens before this goes too far, if hadn't already gone too far.
The chicken cow, now goes by the name Bessie, has this to say. I'm living comfortably as the cow I was born as. If people are that concerned about what I do, then they need to spend time looking at themselves. My happiness has nothing to do with your misery. Go pluck with someone else, because I'm all red meat, baby. The processing plant has already begun to make changes to their lines.
If a chicken wants to be a cow, we'll slaughter the chicken as a cow, if that's what they identify as. It's all going to the same damn hot dog anyway, so...
Looks like someone has a beef with being a chicken. Ron Baylor, DFR News.
A new poll released last week shows an unfavorable opinion of a quintessential American style. Here's Maurice Blackman.
Thanks, and great to have you back, Token. Some people hear it, and it makes them want to harm someone. Others don't care, but most people hate it to some degree. A CNN-ORC opinion poll last week shows the favorability rating of the Boston accent to be exceedingly low, and unfavorable opinions are higher than for any other accent, including the South. Dan Finnegas, a Boston native, spoke to DFR News exclusively to air his piece.
Here's the thing. Boston has its way of talking, and if you don't want to hear it, don't listen. It's really that simple.
Wow. That was irritating.
Sorry, Maurice, but we have breaking news coming to the DFR phone booth right now. We're working on getting you more information, but apparently Boston has officially responded to the CNN-ORC poll by declaring war on the letter R? What? It also seems like they're trying to declare this war for the last 2 days, but nobody could understand what they were trying to say, so... Eventually, a Boston City Councilman wrote the letter R, and the press collectively said, oh, R, not ah, thus ending the confusion. The letter R has yet to respond, as it's still currently in meetings renegotiating a sponsorship contract of certain Sesame Street properties. If any news breaks, trust DFR to stand here confused and not know what to do.
That's the Dead Frog News Break for the week. Catch us again next week for the latest news that nobody else is covering. Bottom of the hour, right here on Dead Frog Radio.
Good.
Right here on DFR, that was Mikazuki by Ayaka. A fun story about that. It's not actually all that fun, but I wanted to find Ayaka Hirahara in the prison music store, but the Ayaka popped up and I kind of liked how it sounded, so I bought it. They don't have any Ayaka Hirahara in the music store. Bastards! I'll play some for you here soon, maybe in the next few episodes. I'll get to it at some point. But you get some regular Ayaka, which is great too. It's very different from Ayaka Hirahara, but whatever. We're going to cut some new commercials now because we can. I want to remind you to head to deadfrogradio.com. Yeah, we've got a .com now. And grab past episodes. You can support us, you can like us, whatever it is you internet people out there do with your .com stuff. We here in prison, we don't have .com. We just have .com. I'm sorry, I'm going to go excuse myself and drink some Drano after that. That was a really, really shitty joke. I'm sorry. We'll be right back here on WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the last true free speech radio station in the U.S. It is The Planet. Stay tuned. Spring is coming, and before you know it, summer will be bearing down its relentless heat. Will your air conditioner be able to make it through another summer? Call Sawyer's Heating and Cooling. It may take our techs a few visits, but eventually they'll get things working at a tolerable level. We save you money by using inexperienced and poorly trained service people, so even 3 visits from our service people is still cheaper than calling the other guys. And who knows, maybe you'll get lucky and one of our techs will do it right the first time. Worth a try, right?
Sawyers is dedicated to providing the bare minimum of quality and service to save you money. There is no corner we won't cut. So make sure you call Sawyers Heating and Cooling for the best price on the worst service. You eventually won't regret it.
You know, sometimes I just don't feel right, you know? I know there's something wrong, but I can't quite put my finger on what's wrong. It's like I'm in a fog, you know, kind of tired, but not really, you know?
Are you tired of feeling off? It's time to talk to your doctor about Onaprim.
Ever since I talked to my doctor about Onaprim, I feel so much better. My vague and nondescriptive symptoms seem to be gone. I feel just like I'm supposed to.
Onaprim is a new medication comprised of a mix of other medications whose patents have expired and combined in a way when we can milk new profits off of ineffective crap that had nothing to do with the symptoms Onaprim claims to treat. Side effects may include contradictory and serious problems such as diarrhea, constipation, mood swings, impotence, inappropriate arousal, headaches, numbness, tingling, sudden death, fuzzy vision, weight loss, weight gain, suicidal and or homicidal thoughts, excessive laughter, excessive crying, inability to urinate, incontinence, bedwetting, forgetfulness, among other things I can't quite remember at the moment. If you can't feel your legs while taking Onaprim, you should stop taking Onaprim and call your doctor, as this may be a rare but serious allergic reaction. Onaprim is not for everyone, and only your doctor can determine if Onaprim is right for you. But don't worry, your doctor probably receives some of our marketing dollars, which isn't a bribe, but totally looks like one, but it's not, I promise. Pinky promise, swear on my life.
To build a glow, I've heard it said a thousand times, but now I know that you don't know what you've got. Oh, you don't know what you've got. No, you don't know what you've got until it's gone.
nothing quiets a room like dropping the H-bomb. You bring up Adolf Hitler, it gets fucking quiet to this day. This dude fucking, he died like, what, 75 fucking years ago? Allegedly, you know? Some people think he went down to South America on fire, they're so brown, right, for the rest of his life. At this point, even if he lived, he's fucking dead, right? We can go with that, right? But still, to this day, though, even though he died, let's say, 75 fucking years ago, he's still the benchmark for evil. Have you ever noticed that? He is the reference. Anytime you want to say somebody's evil, you just say he is the next Hitler. Donald Trump, he's the next Hitler. Saddam Hussein, he's the next Hitler. It's always he's the next Hitler. Okay? I don't know what the fuck they used to say before Hitler came around, right? He's the next Genghis Khan. He's the next Napoleon. I don't know. Ivan the Terrible. I don't know what they said. But whatever they used to say, he wiped them all out. He was so fucked up. It's like what they did didn't even exist anymore. All right? It's like when Michael Jordan came into the NBA. He was so fucking good. He wiped out everyone. No one ever goes, he's the next Dr. J. He's the next Wilt. No one says that. It's always he's the next Mike. Right? Adolf Hitler is the Michael Jordan of evil. He is. Like Nike literally should have made him a sneaker. Like a giant fucking boot. You know, it's all stiff around your knees so you get that walk going down. Right? Like if there was an evil Hall of Fame, you got to put Hitler in. He's first ballot Hall of Fame evil. Okay? Undeniable stats. He's got the career numbers, you know? 6 to 9 million dingers, you're getting in. You're getting in. People, it's a sports analogy. I'm not advocating what the man did. Can we all be adults here? All right? Am I going to be on a split screen tomorrow morning with some blogger and some Good Morning Nashville show? Comedy, can it go too far last night at the Ryman Theater? Making fun of fat people sinking cruise ships was all fine. Suddenly, it took a horrible, horrible turn. Fortunately, local blogger Maggie Magenhall was on the scene. Maggie, can you describe what you were subjected to during last night's horrible rant?
Well, first of all, everybody that knows me knows I have a great sense of humor. I think this is funny. I think that is funny. But that last night, that was not funny.
It always goes down like that. They always have to establish what a wonderful sense of humor they have. No, it's a sports analogy. Okay? 6 to 9 million. He got all of that one. He had power from both sides of the plate. He'd have his own fucking wing. Okay? But this is what kills me about Hitler. Killed 6 to 9 million people. Meanwhile, Stalin killed 20 to 25 million. Basically over the exact same period. Okay? Yet, he cannot get arrested in the conversation of most fucked up dude who ever walked the planet. It's always, he's the next Hitler. He's the next Hitler. Well, how many fucking people do you have to kill just to get a little shout out? A little tip of the cat? What do you think of this guy? It's always, he's the next Hitler. How about every once in a while? This guy's a little Stalin-esque. I see a little JoJo in this guy, right? He almost tripled his fucking numbers. He gets brought up like he was a backup. Why don't his kills count? Is anybody, why doesn't his fucking kills count? I don't get, is it because he just looks like some regular guy, like your neighbor, you know, driving a little John Deere? Hey, I just killed 1 million Ukrainians. Meep, meep, and just drives around his yard. Is that what it is? I think it is. Hitler just, I don't know, he just looked the part. He's like from Central Casting. You couldn't pick a more evil-looking dude. Like, go home tonight, Google pictures of Adolf Hitler. Get put on the same watch list that I'm on. All right? I'm telling you, there's not one cute picture of that guy his whole life. It's just all pure evil. There's no, like, teenage, like, boy band years. Like, you Google a picture of Adolf as a baby. You look at that thing, you're like, dude, drown that fucking thing. Drown it. Take it down to the river, stick it under a rock. If you don't do it, I'm gonna fucking do it. I swear to God, it's looking at me. I would kick it right in its baby chest and feel no guilt whatsoever. Dude, Hitler is actually so evil, he actually makes me want to learn how to speak German. You know what I mean? Because I just want to know, like, what the fuck was he saying to those people? Every speech. He's so clearly out of his fucking mind. It's got to be what he's saying. The fuck did he say? There's no way he said what he planned on doing from the get-go. Some unknown candidate, right? Early on. Okay, our next speaker coming to the stage to possibly run Deutschland for the foreseeable future. His name is, oh dear, I left my glasses backstage. Is that Alan? Is it Alan? Oh, Adolf, okay. Okay. Whew, this guy's got a bee in his bonnet. Okay, please welcome Adolf Hitler. You got 3 minutes, buddy. What, I'm going to kill millions of people. I know what they should look like. The eyeballs sit there and beat them apart. I have the ovens for the rest of the people. Dude, you can't come out of the gates talking to crowds like that. You're going to freak them out. You can't go that hard in the beginning. You know? You can do that in the woods with a couple of drinking buddies. Freaking people out. Like, hey, Matt, relax. There's girls here. Jesus Christ. I think I got a shot here. I'm trying to get laid. Can you just be a wingman? For once in your life. Dude, can you just be a fucking... Just bring the energy down. Nobody gives a fuck about your fucking theories. Okay? Just be a chill guy. You got shit on the side of your mouth. You either grow a mustache or don't. You look ridiculous. I'm sorry, ladies. He gets a little excited. You know what I think he was doing? I think he was just being a crowd-pleasing hack, if I had to guess. He's just telling those Germans what they wanted to hear. Once we have the best cars, we have the best women, Oktoberfest is a shit! And he's just shooting free t-shirts up. Fucking armbands, right? I don't know, it's just something that's always bothered me. Not always, just recently. I'm just going like, this guy kills 6 to 9. We definitely don't want another one of those. Well, what about this guy, 20 to 25? You know what it is? There's probably a couple of egghead history majors out there going, well, Bill, if we're going to go around the world, you know, what about that dude Mao from China? He allegedly killed 50 to 60 million people. What about that guy? How come you don't bring him up? Simple. I don't count those kills. I don't count them. Dude, there's like 1 billion people in China. You wipe out on a scooter, you're going to kill 80 not even trying. 50 to 60 million, that's like steroid era stats. It's like, get the fuck out of here. What are you on? Come on. I'm supposed to believe that number? That's like when a second baseman would have like 50 jacks. It's like, dude, you had 20 in high school. Get the fuck out of here. 50 home runs. I don't get it. I just don't get why. You know, I'm really feeling whenever I do this bit, I always feel the crowd. You guys just, you just don't like a sports analogy. You know? Let's go music, all right? It's Nashville. We'll look at it in a musical way. All right? Okay. Hitler drops an album. He sells 6 to 9 million copies. All right? He's got a couple of summertime jams, maybe a prom song. He just catches a moment. He has his own dance, like Gangnam style, except, you know, it's got a little more with the hands, right? It's more of an upper body song. Then later on that summer, Stalin drops his new shit. He sells 20 to 25 million copies. 20 to 25 million copies is Michael Jackson Thriller, okay? One of the greatest artists, one of the greatest albums of all time. 6 to 9 million in sales, that's like Hootie and the Blowfish cracked rearview mirror. Now, if you guys were at home in your apartment or your fucking barn, whatever it is you do down here, sitting there with your lantern, and you're sound asleep next to your favorite bale of hay, you're sound asleep, and someone came running in at 3 a.m. going, dude, you gotta run down to the bar. It's the next Michael Jackson, I swear to God. You would consider it. Michael Jackson, I gotta fucking see that. You'd actually maybe get it. But if somebody came running and woke you up like, dude, you gotta see this guy. He's the next Hootie and the Blowfish, right? You'd smash him over the head with your fucking lantern or whatever the hell you got in there. Why don't his fucking kills count? Dude, Stalin, he even killed his own friends. Hitler didn't even do that. Dude, you go duck hunting with Stalin, you thought you were in with him. He's taking pictures with you and shit. It's all fucking good, right? Then like a week later, you parted your hair a little bit different. He got paranoid, and that was it. He whacked you. That's it. Not only that, he then had you erased out of the photo. You know, next thing you know, Stalin's like hugging a tree or some shit like that. This guy was photoshopping people out of photos like 60 years before the technology existed. He changed the fucking game.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Kill
Shut
yourself.
The fuck
please,
up.
Please kill
Shut
yourself.
The fuck
you
up.
Should really kill
Shut
yourselves.
The fuck
please,
up.
Please kill
Shut
yourself.
Penis and vagina, women with dicks and weak men with vaginas. So fucking delicate like mommy's fine china. If you have complaints, please wait your turn in line up. I got a message for these little fags trying to be a mama's boy and a teacher's pet pimple face ass wipe looking like they just had a gyna. Colleges stick five fingers in your ass, no lube. So what you gonna do? If you're number one, shove it up your ass and make it number two.
Oh.
Ladies getting mad in the comments and I'm hearing it. You think it was a typo with these red lines and periods. No comma. Bitches with their self-esteem, get out of the sauna. My shit lies in the sewers, closing the hatch. I only joke about diseases, a reference that only you can catch.
Oh my god.
And if you think you're fucking grown up, keep breathing heavy with your keyboard and fedora. Hands around your dick with a kung fu grip, stroke it back and forth to My Little Pony clips, bitch. Go outside and ride a bike or something, and get laughed at by kids to remind you that you are nothing. And then get hit by every car or truck that ever passes.
Your life flashes before your eyes.
Oh wait, it's your Google glasses. Never mind, faggot. Just pick your ass up and take you to the closest sign, faggot. I'm not done yet. You get up and you go home. Sit at your computer and open up Google Chrome and then look at tutorials on how to hang yourself at home. And then you can hang yourself.
Is that the end of the story?
No, son.
Kill yourself.
The fuck?
Please, please kill yourself.
The fuck?
You should really kill yourselves.
The fuck?
Please, please kill yourself.
The fuck?
You should really kill yourself.
I got a little bit of that anal cream for your asshole.
Thank you for listening to Dead Frog Radio. I'd love your feedback and support. You can find us at facebook.com/deadfrogradio. Like us, donate some money, and leave us comments there. You can also send us some regular mail. Our address is P.O. Box 64, Thompson, Ohio, 44086. Special thanks to Karma and Tommy Guns for their help in putting this project together. And thanks to WBCQ for airing this barely passable mediocre show. And now, it's time to hang up the cradle modem. This is Token, wishing you a good night out there on WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. Until next week, Control C.
Vacate the spot, make it tick tock till six on the dot, and I don't even need no phone to call shots. Bustler, I'ma lead a plan to y'all to shop at the mall. I need a U-Haul. Baby, say what flavor you like, and I tell her, lights get dark.